Lord, I don't know what to say, except can we have a break into a deeper friendship with you? Nevertheless, not my puny will, but your perfect will. The Lord chuckled and said, I really like that. Puny will versus perfect will. Keep that in mind. It will come in handy. Right now, my love, your body is not responding well, but your spirit is all for me. Getting all three in agreement is not always an easy job. Those of you who are feeling spent physically understand that I do not hold that against you. It is out of your control. There are many hindering forces at work on the earth right now. Yes, there are coronal mass ejections coming from the sun, hitting the earth with unusually strong force, and that does contribute to deep fatigue and disorientation, especially in the elderly and chronically ill, such as you and Ezekiel. Keep your protein levels up, stay very hydrated, and get good sleep. This rhema came up after he said that. I noticed that a rhema had come up, and I looked at it and said, break through old habits. Resist the clamor of pressing duties that have always had their way. Make every other call subordinate to this one, whether others approve or not. So I asked the Lord, is this about prayer or music? And he didn't answer me, now that I look back on it. But I know it has to do with not allowing, the old habit is allowing things to pull me off track. And the clamor of pressing duties is one of the tools that the enemy uses. And he wants me to field those and just not pay attention to them. So he said, you were in no shape. And then I lost him. Totally lost him. But I'm assuming he was saying something like, you're in no shape to really be working on music right now. He continued, my dear family, try in this moment to make the very best of your circumstances and hindrances. Be patient with yourself and with others. Do not allow yourselves to be discouraged. This will pass, and you will grow accustomed to it through my grace. Please spend quality time in dwelling prayer and music so that I can build you up. And that's true. Whenever we feel depleted, we really need to get into dwelling prayer, what some people call soaking prayer, where we play music and we allow the Lord to do whatever he wants to do. He continued, well, before I continue, I'll just say that, and that really does work. When you get into worship and dwelling prayer, it really does build you up in ways that you can't really judge, because it has to do with sound and you're experiencing what you're feeling from him. But it does help. It really does. So he continued, not all are called into warfare right now. For some, backup prayer is as much as they can do. Each of you has your own job to do. I will be highly pleased with you when you adhere to that, and do not try to go further. Sometimes we get ambitious and we want to do more than what the Lord gives us to do, and that can really end in failure. And what he's saying here is, do what you know is yours to do, and I'll be very happy. I anticipated the opposition created by circumstances out of your control. For these times, I will even spend dancing with you and cementing our relationship together. Do not be discouraged by lack of work completed. I am more concerned with your heart being riveted on me. And when he said that, I was thinking, we work so hard to pray a whole rosary, but if there's no intention there, if there's no connection, it's not anywhere near as powerful as it would be if our heart was really into it. Dear ones, all you do must flow out from fiery love poured out for me. You may not always feel the fire, but I do allow for these lackluster feelings. There are seasons of passion and seasons of rest, seasons of learning and seasons of doing. But there is no season of intimate friendship between us that is shut down. The possibility of intimate friendship between us is always open. I am always wanting to draw you closer into my heart. So go with that when it seems like nothing else is working. Use your Rhema books to determine what I'm wanting you to focus on when you seem lost or in the doldrums. Offer even those feelings to me for the conversion of the lukewarm and sinners. Remember, the more difficult the sacrifice, the greater the effect of your prayers. And I get lazy sometimes and I stick with one Rhema book, but that's not a good idea. And the Lord is kind of showing me that it's a laziness thing. It's better to have a good four to five Rhema books that you rotate between, because each one has a different approach. And it's good to let him pick the one he wants you to have. Sometimes I'll walk by my bookshelf and I'll see something, and all of a sudden I'll realize he wants me to pick that book up, and I'll pick it up. Be sensitive to that, because he will do it. Okay. I offered my life to redeem you from the folly of this world. I considered that no sacrifice was too great to have you in heaven with me forever. And that is why I offered it all. And now here we are. You are redeemed and praying for those still in the valley of decision. Above all things, I want you to remember how very dear you are to me, and that I am always ready to hold you and comfort those wounds your lack of understanding has created on your soul. I long to love you. Come to me prayerfully, expecting my presence to touch you in such a way that you are inebriated in me. In other words, soused or drunk. Drunk in the spirit. And for this you were born. And in heaven, my note on that is that it is very inebriating in heaven. When I've been there. But I mean, when we're all done down here and we go to heaven, it's going to be, inebriation is going to be the mood of the day all the time, because there's going to be so much joy and no evil to counteract it. Above all things, I want you to remember how very dear you are to me, and that I'm always ready to hold you and comfort those wounds your lack of understanding has created on your soul. I long to love you. Come to me prayerfully, expecting my presence to touch you in such a way that you are inebriated in me. Do not look to great works. Rather, look to little works done in tenderness and love. Follow after that motive, and you will have nothing but a good report from me. I am so easy to please, my bride. I am all about love and a pure heart, seeking to love me back. Remember that when all else seems to fail, you can fall back into my arms. My arms of love, and rest there. In that place, I will receive you and wash away all the clouds of doubt and fear, bringing you to the healing waters of my heart, where together we shall drink deeply. When the world just seems like too much, fall back into my arms and allow me to heal, rest, and prepare you. Because after all, we are doing this together. I bless you now with the sure knowledge of my unfailing love and support for all the troubles of your life. In this world, you will have troubles, but be encouraged. I have overcome them all, and you and I shall have the triumph together. Yeah. was the end of his message. God bless you, heart dwellers. I hope that lifts your hearts up. I know that he's going to be doing some recordings with me in the near future that we'll have up that are going to be meditationals. So you have that to look forward to.